Back at the tape factory. No, no. So we have... Instead of going chromatic, I love that sound here, but I think we'll get a better line if we... Yeah. Since these three voices are on the top, yeah, that's the idea. Since these are here, we move those in contrary motion. But two Fs. See, the F was... G flat goes down to F. Right, with the bass, of course, added.
Yeah, but that's the inner voicing.
That's the inner voicing. I'm no fan of this chord as a vertical thing by itself, but it produces nice lines.
As a vertical thing?
By itself. In other words, this chord, I'm not against it, but it's not like a rich chord. It has that. But it's good for voice leading to have 2/7 sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you move that chromatic, it's tricky. First, they would give us this. Right, where this note is in there, not a 13, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have, if we call this G flat, this is our F flat, the flat 7.
It's a tough sound on top.
Yeah, but you. Then you get an underappreciated ninth chord. This thing really can bring home the bacon.
Yeah.
Got it? Let me play it once again for the tape. Now with the 13 instead on chord number 3. That's also
13's on the bottom two chords?
The 13 is on the last two, exactly.
So are you playing the 7th in that? You're doubling the 7th.
Because of the contrary lines.
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't put that finger down that has the 5th, because then your right hand will grab it.
Oh, I thought we were hitting that whole group of 5 strings.
Just 4 to clarify the line.
Yeah, okay.
Otherwise, we'll want the 5th in the next chord, too.
But we would want it here.
And maybe there, too, yeah.
That'd be kind of a thick sound.
Be nice. Just you're going to get into some trouble in a second.
Yeah.
You're going to run out of fingers unless you want to use your thumb, which is fine with me. It's the next one. See, that'll work.
Well.
That's fine. Except you have to offset, because now you're into a 6-string chord.
Yeah.
But the next one, this is a great chord, but it's hard. How do we get the 5th?
See,
this beautiful line,
yeah.
That was the only reason for doing it together.
So you were grabbing the F down here somewhere?
Yeah, with the thumb, right. Yeah. All this is if you put the 5th in chord number 1.
Yeah, it's a little bit overkill.
Be nice near the end. I put the 9 in on the 3rd chord. For that bluesy sound. There's something about hearing a 9 on the flattened 6th degree chord in the key, meaning passed up above the 5. Kind of bluesy.
Yeah. Angelized goes to the flat 6. That's that sound. I have a question on that, too.
Okay. So the other way was putting the 13 in. And I think you'll hear it.
I get it. Yeah. Okay. So that was on Blue Moon.
Now, since you're the harmony, there is another trick that you should know about this before we leave it, since we have 2 hours. We're not going to sit here and do a tour de force on 1-2-bar phrase for the whole...
That's nice
piano voicing. You just use...
Why do you call those piano voicings? You use that term several times, and I never asked you about it.
It's a simple thing. I'm just being a seat-of-the-pants kind of guy in the sense that that's what I hear piano players do.
Just those kinds of chords?
More often, I don't hear guitar players play this sound as nearly as much as... Those are more piano-oriented in terms of...
The way they
usually
out.
Actually do that sometimes in their left hand alone.
Uh-huh.
Or left hand with one finger of the right hand, and then they play their lines above that. They let the... See, these chords don't have roots in the bass, and then they let the bass player get the
Right.
So they can comp with these cooler sounds.
That's that A flat?
That's right. We're on strings number 5, 4, and 3. So we start small so we can contrary motion it. Then we go into chord number 6 in the key.
Oh yeah, I like that chord.
Then we do that again with contrary motion. Yes, let's hear all 4 notes again. Again, contrary motion.
I want to get to that note there. Let's see. to go down to here.
I hear you adding the D note in there.
You don't want that 13th?
Oh, I see what you did. You added the extra voice. It's the extra F I'm hearing. This is a touch smoother to go. Right? And then you just... Suggested fingering. Okay, I'm right on that chord. Yeah. We go 1, 2, 2, 4, which sets up the next chord. 1, 2, 2, 4. 4 instead of 3. Then you're ready to spread that. That's right. It feels comfortable. Once you, another reason why we use 4 there is that many times, as a melodic embellishment, the C, which is the B sharp, or C is the sharp 11 up there, on top of that, on the prior chord, pardon me.
See, yeah.
Here's what I'm getting at. On this chord, logic, if you're a scientist, you use, like you're doing there, the third finger, right?
Oh, right.
But by doing the 4, you've got this note available if you should choose to go. Here's the phrase using that now.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's a nice way to go. Here, please. Good. Then I just slide it the last moment.
You don't pull it off, slide it. Oh, you keep everything there?
You can either take it off or leave it down. I mean, this can bump everything out of the way, or you can leave it all ringing, and then you get to here. Seems like
that.
I love
those chords. Yeah, I really do. That's like this. See, no, it'd be the A on top for a 13 chord. Where am I? Seventh on the bottom, third on the top. Think of that for all blues. I like that voicing. I think Larry Carlton did it. We go.
On last night, that album last night. Oh, he played some good stuff in there.
So we were doing this, keeping this on top.
Listen to the next cut.
Yeah, this next one. I just played the bass line on it. She.
Is that all the way through? You just play bass?
Yeah. It's
oh,
not,
okay,
no
we'll
point
go forward.
Never know how much I love you. Get a feel for her voice, though. Never know how much I care.
Yeah,
I think it's the daytime. Probably be good just to go through to a certain smile, wave she's not real happy with, and you know, there's nothing I really want to talk about on that too.
Like the moon, the star.
Certain fate.
the dream together. A certain smile, a certain face, can lead an unsuspecting heart on a merry chase. A fleeting glance,
too much empty space right there,
can say so many
during the bass, I like that.
Why your heart sings, you love a wife, and when love goes,
food. You thought about. Just getting that kind of classical vibe one time. Not nothing hard. Now this chord could be played here, or if you want to go to the four next with the root and the bass of the key, you might play that chord. Or you can just jump on the four.
Four chord is an E flat chord.
Yeah. Let's have you raise your top string a little, and then adjust mine. I think it's got to come up more. I don't know why. That's the string that always jumps out and bites me if it's not right. It's the first string. Pounds of sweat today. You actually are allowed to eat potato chips then, you know? I mean, if you got real used to it, it wouldn't be hard to go. This is the second time through, right? Sorry, yeah, so I did it wrong.
You put the fourth in the bit?
Actually, it's in there, see, because of... Sorry.
Yeah, you can hold that voice.
You want to? Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah. Like if you hold it. I was doing that on the ending that you gave on A Certain Smile where you do that.
This is an underappreciated sound.
I go back and listen to the tapes and I hear so much of that. That's a classical voice.
Thanks. It's not really my influence. I'm channeling the same stuff that they did before. But
I'm not listening to anything else to get it yet. Well, I can't say that's true.
String quartets, you'll hear tons of this kind of stuff.
And on the third.
Yeah.
So this one. What is that? Unexpected, but friend. It works.
Three major as the 5 of 6, but in inverted form. This
three
is the last
three major
line.
As the 5 of 6. Six. Okay.
In other words,
okay. Wait a minute. You lost me.
Okay, here's a classical progression, right? Okay. I'll do them all with roots in the bass. You stop me if you need to.
Okay, right there.
It's the 5 of 6.
I'm thinking of 6, and I'm thinking of 5 of 6.
Oh, no, it's not dominant. It's
whole minor, okay.
Okay, then it goes 5 of 4.
Five of four?
Which is one dominant, right?
Right, yeah, right.
And she'll be singing, going towards the 4. So we come out of...
Yeah, so how did we enter that chord?
This is the last time through.
Yeah, no, we're not to that point yet.
I know.
Okay, so...
I just wanted to show you that this could happen at the
I got end. Lost on where we were in the tune. We did that...
See, this is for the second time through, not the
yeah,
first
then
time.
Yeah, and then we did this. That's the point.
With A in the bass for resonance.
Oh, yeah.
Open A if you like.
Van Epp says don't use open strings.
He does.
You ever check that out in his
no,
stuff? I've seen that a couple times in his books. He says avoid open strings.
Oh, you mean in his studies?
For the timbre. Yeah.
In the studies, he may have meant it, meaning like don't cheat. Get a fingering that's going to work in every key.
Oh, okay.
That's
well,
how I think he meant it. Because I've heard him use open pedal tones.
Yeah, that's probably true.
But he might say, don't switch to an open string if you're going to not like the sound of it. He might mean it that way in the timbre.
Yeah, got it.
He's a smart guy. If he said it in a certain way, he has a good reason for it, I'm sure.
So you're playing it open?
Yeah, really, in another key, it would be better because that's like... Go down to there, it's like...
Seventh in the bass.
Yeah. And I switch registers because it can't go to the E flat.
Uh-huh.
That's how the bass are. I would
let's see.
So here's the same equivalent, roughly.
That's a G major triad with seventh in the bass. Yeah, so.
Standard first inversion you have.
Okay, right.
A bass note that's different, and you have two roots and a fifth. That's the normal distribution. Instead of going right there to the 4 minor, third inversion minor 6 chord, built on the 4th degree of the scale, meaning E flat minor 6. Yeah, here's a chord that likes to have the melody double. This is a progression like this in parallel harmony. You're just going this I had the wrong parallel progression. It's that one.
I'm lost.
Okay. This song has.
I'm not in the tune. I know what you're talking about in tune, but as far as parallel progression.
Oh, parallel, just meaning.
The same voices.
Yeah, same. I mean, it could be if you didn't use a voice limit.
Right.
So we were on 2 minor, and then it goes to 4 minor. We're going to go down to get it. Right, now it's good to get. Minor again.
Yeah.
You know why I switched to that? Because I wanna load
the
up that fifth.
In the bass?
Minor third.
Yeah,
that's right.
First E flat.
Here's what's going on though. We're gonna load up the energy towards the fifth in the bass. Here's the progression. You know, one of those 1 6 2. Classical stuff, it's fun.
That's nice.
This is the 2 dominant 7. 5 suspended dominant. Yeah, that we're switching. 4 with the 5th in the bass. 6 major, 3rd in the bass. Right, see, this is the first inversion.
Flat 6.
Parallel progression. Mighty Mouse progression.
Brain just went dead on me.
4. Then the 6th of B flat normally is?
G.
So flat 6.
G flat. Mm-hmm. But a minor?
No, flat 6 is usually major.
Flat 6 is
or dominant
major.
If it's bluesy.
So that would be like.
Right, but voice leading. Given the 4 notes we were just holding, spell in your mind flat 6, and then move everything closest motion. If it moves at all. They're like French horn chords, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of thick in the lower mid range.
Are you holding with all 4 fingers or are you double stopping?
I'm doubling because it's easier to get to. Series of root tones, bass lines. And I'll stay there for the 4. Major 7.
Fifth in the bass?
Yeah, I love that with the delayed major 7. Especially if it leads you somewhere. You know. So the 5 with the 3rd in the bass. Good. Excellent. Normally we go resolve to the 1.
Let me run through that one once again.
4-5-1. It's the most important progression involved in classical. We say that classical music is more than half 1-4-5. It's true, easily. Some forms of it, like certain Bach things, like inventions, are 90% or 100% almost. Hmm. But the most important progression isn't 1-4-5, it's 4-5-1. That controls the flow of harmony. It really is the singularly most important.
It's a very pretty sound.
Yeah. 5-1 is the most important 2-chord progression for European music.
Now, how are you actually striking those notes? In what order?
Yeah, I like that order right there.
Hold it. So you've got three separate attacks on that one chord.
Yeah, I sure do right there. This is the surprise. Instead of the one, you go to the five.
You're not hitting the F sharp on top, though?
Oh, no. Because of the melody.
Yeah.
That wants to do that.
Yeah.
New counter inside melody, not Jan's melody, but this inside melody. That leads you to the quick G minor. I wanted to go down with the bass, but I would run out of room. Except G minor is. Yeah, it's funny, we don't just, none of that, in this, when you're hearing these, you know, it's straight minors and everything.
Yeah.
But these can, there's nothing wrong with minor, minor, major, dominance and stuff. I mean, all you need is the dominant seven and major, minor chords to make a lot of classical music. I mean, it's amazing how much you can do with just that. Anyway, this is, speaking of dominance, here comes the 5-4, which
five
likes
four.
To normally resolve down in the bass. We could bring it up because the energy's pushing up. But we were there just a moment ago, so we're going to go down to the, we use a major 7.
Major 7.
They call that a prepared 7. They didn't just indiscriminately jump on this chord in the old days. You
it
could hear
went
it.
To the...
It was like it was set up by the prior chord. Just,
well, you
I mean,
grabbed
see,
that way up there with
no,
them?
No, no, no. See, I was on the, pardon me, the prior chord sets up by hearing that note, whether we do this melody embellishment or not. And, hear these cycles that go. You can hear that.
That's
setup.
Nice. I started with a section of the book, of your book, that does this one.
Cycle of fours? Oh boy. Let the bass note ring real well now, Kevin. So it really sounds rich. Ooh, that's better. That's much better. If the bass gets gone, then you strike. See, when you fold the finger, really listen.
Yeah,
be
I
the
know.
Great listener.
Yeah.
Notice if the bass is still with you. That's perfect.
I lose it when I break the finger.
For now.
Sometimes I don't.
To show how it's all going to work.
First page of that section on...
That's the 5-6. That's the same thing. I have a step lower than what we're doing right now.
Sound. Yeah.
Three major is the 5-6. It's a glorious...
Three
chord.
Major is the 5-6, yes. Anyway, back to B-flat. That's that. But we're going to G minor. So we're doing the G minor.
Right. And what I'm saying is this sets up that, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So when you hear a cycle that goes from a 7 in the bass, to a third of the bass. It'll do it again. Except on that one, sometimes they'll replace it with the root because it's so dissonant.
Now, you're going way up here to get what?
The same two chords. Seven
same
in the bass.
Chords?
Just a cycle to play with.
In B flat. I want that note.
You sequence everything you just did. Bring everything down one scale degree, literally, like a computer would. That's it. D minor 7-5-5 coming up. Right. A flat major 7. D minor 7-5-5, first inversion. Good. G minor 7. 7 in the bass. G minor 7.
G minor 7 is going to give me a...
If you look at the prior picture that you did
successfully, I don't want to get that far down.
Dig it. The last chord that you played that was correct before that one. Because if I say two genders here, like these belong to two genders. This one belongs to a gender that a different chord row than this one.
Right.
So we did A, gender X to gender Y, and we would go back to an A gender, right? So this chord is every note that we just played moved down a half step, right? Do you understand that, man? That's real important.
Every note that we just played.
Played in this one, in gender X, not in gender Y, two chords back. Okay, let me put it out a different way.
Okay.
Sequence of fourths, or cycle of fourths, progression, uh-huh. When you use sequence voice leading, which has this descending sound,
uh-huh.
Is involving two gradually cascading chord scales, alternating.
Right.
So gender X, Y, X, Y, X, Y. So if this was B flat, this would be the E flat, then the first one would be the A flat, this would be a D, this would come down to a G, this comes down to C, G comes down to F, C comes down to B flat, and what was this one? F comes down to E flat, A flat, you just keep going in fourths, alternating in the two rows or genders. So
right.
This is form number one, then the third chord, not the next chord, but the next chord after that will look like this chord, but one scale degree lower. And the chord after that, two chords away, will also be that chord, but one scale
and
degree
these,
lower.
And this is a harmonized scale with the seventh in the bass.
That's right.
And that's a 1-7 or a B-flat 7.
That's the 5-7.
In this, that would be an E flat.
Uh-huh.
So 5-7.
I switched over to the key of E flat for this row. Now you got to watch every voice prior chord to get your, because that's where you get stuck on the next chord.
5-7. 4-7.
Four major seven, right?
Right. That's correct, though.
Mm-hmm.
Four major seven.
Uh-huh.
Major seven. 3-7. 3 minor 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one.
Mm-hmm.
We have these three, right?
Right.
Okay. In the key of E flat, this will go down to F. Is that not so?
Right.
These three notes: E flat to D, A flat to G,
mm-hmm.
B flat. Pardon me. C to B flat. You just
mm-hmm.
do it one note at a time,
that's
and
right.
then you see
that's
the chord
right.
appear diatonically, right?
Right.
Whenever you're stuck, it's good to be patient and just work it out one voice at a time. The reason that it's good to do it is it takes you a moment longer, but then you're really sure that you're doing the right chord.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of guessing, saying, gee, I need a such and such, and trying to see one or build one. That's not the same as saying, I need an exact voicing of it to get the...
Yeah. Oh, that's what I do at home. When I'm here, I feel like I want to get it
instantly.
So I don't, you know, waste time, but yeah, it doesn't work that way. And E flat.
That's right. You're thinking, that's good. Good.
No. I lost my degree. I'm at.
That's okay. You understand the concept.
Yeah,
that's what counts.
4, 3, 2, 1, 7, 6.
Now you're back home at 5.
5.
Right. Now, what happened
okay.
is.
Yeah. Sure.
I was using a substitute every now and then. Like, for instance, here. You don't have to keep that dissonance in the bass. You certainly don't have to strike it again. You could use the root and move into the 7. Little tiny thing to keep it from sounding so dark. See what I'm saying? Because that way it's not heard right on the money. This pretty dark. Cool. I kind of dig it. I'm used to it, but it can also be too dark for what I'm after at a given moment. So. On D half diminished. Now this thing doesn't always go here. Sometimes it goes because D minor 7 flat 5 goes to G7 too, right? You understand that,
mm-hmm.
yes? So that gives us a what in the key of E flat? A G7?
3-7.
Good. Which is the 5 of?
6.
That's where we came in on this whole subject.
That's right. I don't know how we're getting back to it.
Well, we'll be there.
Trust my...
Because we have time, I'm taking a little liberty here.
Okay, so...
We use the embellishing tones. We'll go...
Now that chord...
Right. This is in lieu of...
Oh, yeah.
We're just raising. Right.
What's the function of that chord now? That's a 7... Hold on, let's see, now that's the 3-7 chord,
yes.
Okay.
Which is the
5 of 6.
Which is about to come up, and we've prepared its major 7. Now we've prepared the major 7 of the 6. 6 minor.
Oh, minor.
Minor major 7.
Yeah.
Use them in the Baroque if they're prepared. Mm-hmm. Now we'll go through the major 7 to the lowered 7, which will help set up the F. Sets up 5.
5.
Third in the bass. Now instead of playing a question.
Okay, that's a 1-7 chord, though.
No, that's a 5-7. See, we've been in E-flat.
Oh, we've been in E-flat.
We switched keys back to E, not back to, we switched over to E-flat when I did this chord coming up. I wanted to make a point about how this progression worked, and so we put that in a time capsule, called that the key of E-flat.
Now, are we applying that to doing a certain smile in E-flat?
We're applying this to... harmonic logic that you can use for interludes, intros, endings, and occasionally, when you're lucky, portions of this in tune.
So. Uh-huh. So it, doing certain smile in the key of B-flat, this would work in that section.
In that section,
that turnaround,
not here, because you won't have time to put more than the two chords in.
Right.
But if another song is in E-flat or modulates for an extended period into E-flat, there's nothing to stand in your way of at least trying to squeeze some of this in.
Uh-huh.
So we run the two chord. What we've done with real root tones so far is we've gone 5, 1, and 4, not flat 7, but 7. That's this chord.
Minor.
Right, that's our 6.
So and then the chord that got us to the 7 was, no, that was it.
No, we set something up before that. We had this one. Check that again. I'll play the real roots and you play the inversions up here.
That's the,
I can't play chords today right now. You've got to play it for me. No, I mean at the very beginning of the phrase.
B flat, the real root.
You play the inversion like we've been doing.
From what point are we doing it?
The very beginning of this phrase.
Last, is that?
That's that. There you go. There's 5.
Oh, right, okay.
To 1. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's got to be 5 to 1 right here. There's our real root, right? There's our 4. 7. Do you see that okay? That's a D chord?
Yeah.
Is it this little comping thing?
Yeah.
Oh, good. You see? Okay, great.
Okay.
Then 7 goes to... Now, 7 goes to what number in the cycle of 4s?
7... goes to 4.
Goes like this, 1, 4, mm-hmm. 7. So we'll put 7 by itself. 1, 4, 7. Then you have a famous progression. 3, 6.
2, 5, 1.
That's it. So it's 1, 4, 7. 3, 6, 2, 5, 1.
1, 4.
We started on 5. We didn't start on 1.
7. 3. I'm up here with thirds and sevenths in the bass, and I'm moving real slow right now, so...
Help, Jim. No Virgin Islands.
Yeah.
Please return home. Need to play root and bass to keep sanity.
Transat. Okay. One.
Let's do this. This will help you.
Four, seven. I'm getting there.
Okay.
Seven. Three and E flat is a G minor chord.
But we did something slightly different. That's right.
Right, okay. We didn't go to that chord.
No, three goes
three,
to famous expression. Three.
Six.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah. In E flat, that was that.
Oh, careful on the bass. There it is. Now, if you just went to F minor 7 next, the 2 chord, 7 in the bass, it's quite a jump for the ear. It's an interval they didn't allow because they didn't wear turbans and stuff. So they don't do that, but what they do do more often is... we had this, and then we hit this chord, 6, and we talked about it.
Oh yeah.
Because that sets this note up more, so we don't have that.
Uh-huh.
They do that interval on 7 flat 9 chords, though. They will play that, but only on dominant harmony, not on tonic harmony. That's the distinction in the books that is sometimes left out. They say avoid the augmented second in the harmonic minor. Go down, use the descending form of the melodic minor, all
right,
that stuff.
Right.
It's really not the way it is. It has to do with what harmony is going on.
Uh-huh.
If he's on a dominant harmony, Bach will play. I mean, you'll hear him go. He does those all over the place.
Uh-huh.
He just wouldn't do it on a one. He doesn't go... not stylistically good for them, I guess.
Right.
They didn't want that Arabic
Gypsy,
sound. I don't
know
why.
Yeah.
Maybe 20 years later it changed, and the guy said, we love that sound.
Right. Or too peasant-ish. Or
maybe
so
that's
there
what
was
it was.
Something that
sounded
weird.
Unlearned that they would...
Yeah. That was a big bang, composing for the court. The court wouldn't necessarily accept things.
Just hit on something. That might have been it.
That
it
weren't
sound as dignified.
Aristocratic.
Good point.
Accepted academically. Okay, so we're preparing...
Right, 2 sets up 5, which sets up 1. Here's a common thing to do when you are faced with a 1 with the major 7 in the bass.
Uh-huh.
It's to switch it to a flat 7 to make it a 1 dominant, which sets up 4.
Then you can do that thing. What was that one? No, that wouldn't work, would it?
Yeah, it would.
No, but you don't want to end on 4 there.
It works. It works better when that one's in there. It's not baroque-ish as much as it is just great music, the one you came in with, this thing. It sounds so good. It's cool.
You ever use the half step there? Chromatic?
You know what? I've only heard Bach go 4-4 minor in a scant little handful of pieces. But when you listen, say, to Chopin, you'll hear it maybe in every work or something.
Really?
You know, and styles just changed harmonically. It's like when you listen to George Gershwin, you don't hear it. But if you listen to 60s or 70s or 80s fusion jazz or regular jazz, you're going to hear that style of harmony, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they just change fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody comes up with something.
So to use, instead of using the major 7 in the bass, to use the, we prepare the 4 chord.
That's right.
And how do we get back to the 1?
Well, we don't need to go to 1, but if we did need to go there... Yeah, this is actually more romantic. It's later than Bach, but to go unprepared appoggiatura, that ninth tone. It's like
what is an appoggiatura?
It's a non-chord tone approached without preparation, without being heard in the prior chord.
Okay.
They usually say approach by leap, but I think it really means that it wasn't heard. If we had heard this, I mean, if they'd gone, that's real baroque-ish to have a 5-1, right? And you don't restrike the note, but now it's ringing. That's a suspension. They would call that a 9-8, because it's going to resolve to 8.
Restrike all three bottom notes?
Yeah.
So we went to 1-7.
If you go from 4, you go right back to 1 when you've gone.
You like to put the fifth in the bass a lot. I noticed that in a lot of the books.
Right here, the voice leading lettuce that way. I didn't know that. I would use a lot more root in the bass if it spoke louder on guitar. It only speaks louder when you get into detuning and stuff. Hmm. I mean,